We are learning Maseches Bo Metzia, Daf Samach Zayin Amud Aleph, and we're starting the bottom of Samach Bo Am Beis, Mamash the middle of the Gemara, the last words of the line of Samach Bo Am Beis. Omar Rava, we had it right now that Rav Nachman said that I am Moida, that if you sell a Dova Shaloi Ba'al Oilam, it doesn't work, but if the guy eats Peiros, we don't take it away from him. That means I sold him this tree, the pears of this tree, which doesn't really work, and the guy thought he bought it, and he started eating the pears. Then the seller said, what do you mean, it doesn't work? He doesn't have to give the pears back. Why not? The Gemara says, it's a mechila b'tayis. Amar Rava, it's a mechila b'tayis means that it's a mechila by mistake, it's still called a mechila. Amar Rava, have you sivna kamed Rav Nachman? I was sitting in front of Rav Nachman when he said over his memra, he says he's moida that if the person eats, there's a mechila, and he's not mafkiyat. Uboila suve, I wanted to ask him, Boyla Isve, Oinah. I wanted to ask him from Oinah. We'll see what the kasha was. I want to ask him from Oinah. Va'idik, and I saw him looking at me, and he chapped, I'm going to ask from Oinah. Va'idik, Chazis on Islandis, and then he brought me a rye of my Islandis. What are we talking about? The kasha he wanted to ask was, Vare Oinah, the Mechila Betoyesi. We know Oinah is a case where a guy overpays, and still you have to give him back the Oinah. Even though pastors should be a mechila b'tayis, he gave the money on purpose. He gave the extra money on purpose. So it's mechila b'tayis. And Rav Nachman turned around before he had a chance even to ask the kasha, and he brought him a raya from Islandus. Va'oidik, and he realized I want to ask him a kasha. Chazis and Islandus, he showed me a raya from the loch of Islandus. What's the loch of Islandus? Hari Islandus, the mechila b'tayis. It's mechila b'tayis for having mechila. That's not related to the Mishnah. Hamimamenes. So someone who's memain is that usually a ketana cannot make herself kedushim because she has no das, and the only way she can become a kedush is midiraisa if her father's alive, if her father marries her off. If her father's not alive, really, it's impossible to have kedushim. But the chazal mesakin that if she has an older brother or a mother, they can marry her off midirabanim because we don't want people to be knowing meaning hefker. But there's a catch to this kedushin that it's possible to go out with a miyun. And not only that, she could do the miyun. Usually you need the husband to make the get, but here she has a right to leave. It's kumah menes. Shnia is someone who marries a rais, which is Isidra Banan. And an islandist is someone who marries the isha, and then he finds out she can't have children. All these three, ain lehem leksuba, they don't get the ksuba, which means, first of all, they don't get the 200 zuz that says in the ksuba, and also any nixei tzayim barzel, which means anything she brought in, and they said in the shtar that he will be responsible for it. He's not responsible for that. He doesn't have to pay ksuba. Vloy peiris. What? They give back what's left of it. But he doesn't have to pay like the value that went up and down in between. Vloy peiris. If she brought nixei melug and he ate the peiris of it through those years, he doesn't have to pay that back. Vloy mizaynos. And he's not mechuyev in giving her mezoinus. Veloy beloyus. And he's not mechuyev if she brought in clothing and then he wore them until they got worn out. She doesn't even take the clothing back. Even the keren of those clothing he doesn't take back. Like Rashi learns, Tosfos maybe argues. And these three things, all three of them don't get this. Now, why does a memayin get this? Because she's the one who initiated this get. Therefore, she doesn't get the ksuba and everything else. Shnia, the reason why she doesn't get it is because of knas. But an islandess, it's a mekatayis. So why doesn't she get back all her money? It's a mekatayis. You're right, you know, the condition's over because mekatayis, but let me get the money back. It must be, what's the pshat? Mechila b'tayis. Must be pshat mechila b'tayis. So what happened was here was that Rava wanted to ask a kasha for Mainah, that you see mechila b'tayis does not work. And Rabbi Nachman brought Mariah from islandess, they see mechila b'tayis does work. Because there, it's a mechila b'tayis. They think they're married. And that's why she allowed him to eat the peiros, for example. And the law is, even after you find it's mechatayis, you don't have to give it back. So it's a raya, mechila b'tayis, have a mechila. But the Gemara says, that v'lohi, both of them are wrong. Loi oino have a tufta, oino is not a kasha on Rav Nachman, v'loi island is misayele, and island is not a raya to Rav Nachman. Loi oino tufta, doloyoda de isa, oino, democh gabe. Usually when a person overpays, he's paying that full $150 on purpose, but he doesn't know he's getting ripped off. He doesn't know he's getting overcharged. And therefore, it's not a real mechila. It's not the same level as a regular mechila. But loy island is mesiyele, the nicha law, the tepek law, shmadi ishus. And island is not a raya. You know why? Because even though it's a Mekotayis, she's happy to give the Paris for those years. And what's the reason? Because in those years, she has a name that she's married. And this will help her for future Shaduchim, that you see that she has married, she had a Shemad Ishos. So even though she's not going to, she knows that now it's a Mekotayis, but she's Meichel because she wants to shame Nesu'in. Either it's good for her social circles, whatever it is, she's happy that she has a name that she's married. And therefore, the halacha is that there it's a mechila, even though mechila b'tayis might not be a mechila. So at kan the sugya mechila b'tayis, what? On what? This doesn't work over islands. Islands don't work over islands. Yeah. What about
those?
What about?
Why do they know?
It's not those. Don't know where you know. Those islands are something I sold something. Yeah.
They don't know the same thing. But at the same time,
he knew he sold Dovah Shalom. He knew exactly what he did. He didn't know that halacha. That's a different thing. He didn't know that halacha. He knows what he's doing. He knows that he's selling him something that doesn't exist. That he knows. It's a different type of thing. You're right. He doesn't know the halacha, but it's different than here. He doesn't know anything. He doesn't know what he's giving extra by now. He doesn't know he's giving extra even. It's not just the halacha. He knows the halacha. And not only the halacha is a different thing. He knows exactly the ma'aseh of pula he's doing. I hear your question. It's a good question. But Lechara, there it's very different than the halacha, but you know what you're doing. You know the pula, what you're doing, so it's different. There you know it's Edova Shaloi Balaylam, and you're letting him eat it. That's what you're doing. It's by Noah, it's not, you're missing something. You're missing something. You don't know you're getting overcharged. If you knew you got overcharged, you would not let him eat it. You weren't really Michael. You just got overcharged. So Adkan, the sugya of Mechila B'Toyes, and now I want to go back to the sugya of Ribis, and Be'ikr, the sugya of Mashkin, which will be coming up. So he is the Amalei Lahu Gavra. This lady, she was a rich lady. She wanted to buy a property, and she's not in the real estate market. So she sent a broker to go buy something from her karav. Incidentally, it was her relative. He is the Amalei Lahu Gavra. Zil Zavin Li Ara Mikreva. Go buy a property from my relative. Ozal Zavin La. So this shliach, the broker, went to buy it. Amalei. So the seller said, the karav said, by the way, I want to make a tanai over here. If I have money, I want to be able to buy it back. Omalei, so the buyer is the isha, and then talk to the isha. So Omalei, so the broker said, at v'nav la'achi, you and her are relatives, and I'm sure you guys will work it out. And what does navla mean? Wamshalis means you and her, or navla was her name. And that's what he said. The broker said, you guys are relatives, you work it out. What's the halacha? Omar, somcha daite v'legoma makni ara. So the halacha is that, Omar Rav Bechana, skip the line, Omar Rav Rav Huna, kol at v'navli achi is soymich das. Those cases are, take the word, Omar, is somcha daite v'legoma makni, v'legoma makni. That once the broker said that, said you guys are relatives, so that's the way he sold it. He sold it on das that this tanai is going to work, and he sold it on a tanai that if he wants to buy it back, he buys it back. Now remember, this is a little bit of a shayla of rivers now, because why? The isha is giving him money, lending him money technically. He gives the property to the isha. The isha now eats the payers, kilo it's hers. But anytime I want, I could buy it back. That means, if I could buy it back anytime I want, that means it's not a real sale. What it is, a loan with a mashkin technically. That's what it is. So what's the halacha? So ara hadre. The halacha is, you get back the land, because it was that was the tanai, and if you give your money back, you get back your property. Peri mai. Could you be moitzi the peris from the isha? When you pay up, and you're collecting your property, could you collect the peris as well? What's the shayla? Is it rivets ksutza hava of a yoytze b'dihanim? Is it considered like ribbis ksutza and it goes out by the onim? Or idilma ke avak ribbis havayetin, or it's like avak ribbis and does not go out. Now, if you remember, we had an end of yesterday's daf that Rav Nachman says that in such a case, hoda ari, a similar case, hoda ari vahoda peri. Rav Nachman was talking about a case where you made up that after 3 years you get the property, and lemaisa ismach b'le kanya, but the guy, they did it, and then he ate from that, those peris. So Rav Nachman says, You take back the Paris. Why take that Paris? I'm mechila b'tayis have mechila. So zok the gemara it's halva. Zok Rashi was pshat because like a ribbis ksutza, it's similar to a ribbis ksutza. Once it has a halva involved, it's a ribbis ksutza. Here it's a little better actually because here was a mecher involved. So we're not sure Mamash or Nachman would argue on this. But remember that the ishta musig of ribbis ksusa, even though it's not ribbis, real ribbis ksusa. There's not real ribbis ksusa before. It's only mechzik ribbis, Rashi says, but the Pnei Yeshua that speaks out, Rashi is saying it's like ribbis ksusa, so jetz v'yom. So the question over here is this considered ribbis ksusa of jetz v'yonim? I don't know, kavak ribbis of jetzin. Omar Rabbi Baravuna, Mestavra ki avak ribbis ava. Rabbi Baravuna said, this is like avak ribbis. The case over here where he made it tonight, he wants to buy back at any time, and the buyer, the temporary buyer, eats the peiris, it's avak ribbis in jetz v'yonim. That's good by the case of a sale. Mashkanta mai. What happens if it wasn't a sale, if it was a mashkin, which makes it worse if it's a mashkin. The mashkin means that I gave him a soda, and he didn't make up to eat the peiris for ribbis. He didn't make up because you eat the peiris ribbis. He just gave it to him, and he ate it, and he ate the peiris. And he ate the peiris. What's the halacha? Is that yotze v'dyonim or not? What's the shaila? Because the question is, why by the case of Atma and Avla, why there are you not Moitzi Peiris? Why is it not Ribbis Ksutza? You can say for two reasons. Hasam time in Mayim Shem Deloi Kotzlei, since you didn't make up that you're going to eat the Peiris for the loan, that's why it's Ribbis, not Ribbis Ksutza, Hachanayim Deloi Kotzlei. The Master knows you didn't make up. Oy Dilma, no, maybe by the case of Atma and Avla, the Maila is, it's a Zvini. Oy Dilma, Hasam Zvini, Hachava. So Gemara's clear is that good, but in the case of Atma Navla, it's Avak Ribbis. Why? Because there it has two milas. First of all, I didn't make up that you're giving me a loan, I'm giving you Paris. That's not what you made up. You made a Mechira, and it turned out like that you ate the Paris. So it's not Kotzle. And number two, it's also a Mechira, really. It's really in the Tzura of a Mechira. It looks like a Mechira. Masha'inki, in the case of a Mashkin, there it's a little different. Because it's a Hava, really. You lent the guy money, and then you said, I want a Mashkin. So you took the field as a Mashkin, and you ate the Paris. So there you were. You didn't make up. You didn't eat the pears, and that will go for ribbis. You didn't make it up, but you might say eat the pears. So Shaila is that ribbis ksutza or not? Because why is atvanavla not ribbis ksutza? Is it because loy kot or because it's a mechira? That's the question. So what do you answer? Rapapa, Dagdamara, Amalei, Hasim Taim Mayim Shem Loy Kotzlei, Hachanam Loy Kotzlei. The reason is because there was no kots, and here was no kots. So coming out, if you're not kots, it's a in my mashkin, it's a vak ribbis. Zog Rashi. The third wide line. Upolig adar Rav Nachman domaleil hadar av other peiros. It's all Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said before ribbis ksutza and it goes out by such a case where it was with halva and loikatz. Here we say no. He this man the Yom is saying no that since it's loikatz it's not ribbis ksutza. Omer Rav Pap.
Huh? Exact amounts.
Ksutza?
Or pre-arranged amounts?
No, they're pre-arranged. It has to be made up. They're going to eat the pear. For example, that if I lend you money, and I say, you can live in my property for cheaper rent, that's ribbis ksutza. If I make up a shasta hava, it's ribbis ksutza. The cheaper rent. That's ribbis ksutza. You don't have to have it. Whatever it is, if it's made up, that you could have Paris, that's called ribbis ksutza. So what you mean to ask is like this. What I mean to ask like this, that we had before, on top, Samach Beis Beis on top, Rashi explains why isn't a mashkanta or ribbis deraisa? Zok of top Rashi Samach Beis Beis, the avak ribbis who kin the zimnim shein oisim peiros shakram aloikin einzu ribbis ksutza. Rashi says a yisoid that if it's not for sure going to get gain, maybe it's not going to grow anything. You never know. So that's not called ribbis ksutza. So here, why have to come to like kotzlei stamazoi? Maybe it's not going to grow. Emphat to Pnei Yeshua that here we're talking about a type of property that for sure has profits, like a bias or a soda. That the gains are there. Your bias he live in. And a soda is whatever, there's a chatzah, and it's a chatzah. A chatzah, you have your uses there. It's when a kerem, that's when a kerem or a soda, that's where you have that, that's the reason I'm nervous. Here it would be nervous susa, not for like chatzah. Because I didn't make up with you, that's why it says like chatzah. That's what Pnei Yeshua explains to answer that kasha. Omra papi, over avino uvda, v'choshev v'apik peri. The Loika Rabbi Ravuna. Ravina did a story in the case of a story like Atva Navla with the Moicher made up that I want to buy back any time and Lekech the Paris. Ravina did a case and he took the Paris out. It's not Rivas Ksutza. No, Loika Rabbi Ravuna. Ravuna said it was not Loikotzle. Ravina held it was Rivas Ksutza. Now, even though I had two Chesroinus, it was Loikotzle and it was Derech Mecher. Still, he held that was Ribbis Ksutza. That's Pasup Shat in Ravina. Toisvis doesn't like that. Bottom Toisvis says that the Ravina's reason is that's Mechila, but Tois have Mechila. That's why. Allah have Mechila. Mechila Tois have Mechila, that's why, but not because of Ribbis Ksutza. It's not really Ribbis Ksutza, but Mechila Tois have Mechila. That's how Toisvis learns in the bottom. Omar Brei Rav Yisrael de Rava, Hai Mashkanta, Ba'asra de Mesalki, this mashkin, there's two types of mashkin. One type of mashkin is that you come anytime and pay the money and get back the mashkin. There's another type of mashkin that's a mashkin for 10 years and you can't be paid it. He holds a mashkin for 10 years and then you can pay it after that. That's the two types of mashkins you have. You get it back after 10 years. It's like a set amount. You can't be misalikin. The hava is for 10 years, and he gets the mashkin for 10 years no matter what. You can't prepay and get the mashkin back. Sutta mashkin. So here we're talking about Asra, that the misalki, that you could be get him off any time. So the story was like this. I gave the guy a mashkin, and he gave me money for hava, and all the years he ate peiris. So Rav Yosef comes up with a chiddush. He says like this. If I figure out it's after 7 years, it's a 10-year loan, after 7 years, and the loch is in this type of loan, I could pay him, and I could pay him after 4 years and get him off the property. I figured out after 7 years, he ate enough payers to cover the loan. Let's say the loan was a $10,000 loan. It was already 7 years, enough payers to cover $10,000 loan. I go over to him that day, I tell him, you know what, Herzog Chaim, you got your loan back. I'm taking back my property. And Masalka was Uzi. So I'm saying, you ate the payers. And the loch is, you could do that. Even though it's only a vak ribis, like we said, it's like kotzlei, but you could do that before he had a chance to finish that. You're allowed to do that. That's what he holds. He said like this: Ochol shiras ruzim esakin alei. Ochol tvei, but let's say he ate more than 7 years. Loi mafginim nei. You could get him off the property, but you can't take the extras he ate. It can't be moitz of him because it's a vak ribis. And not only that, loi mechashvina meshtara leshtara. You also, let's say he's chayiv you money from a different star. You can't say, whatever, the guy who gave the mashkin is chayiv from a different star. I can't say that the payers will go towards my other loan. You can't do that. That's called being mitzi. That's also called being mitzi from him, and it's really only a vak ribis. But by yisoimim, ochol shirzuzim esakin lei, that's pashut, if he had shirzuzim esakin lei, ochol tvei mafkinim enei, you can mafkin from him, umachsvinim estar ostara, you can machsvinim estar ostara. I always said that you're not mitzvah avak rivis. Rashi explains that Bezin's considered the father of the yisoimim, and they have a right to say that I'm not moichel. It's ki'ilu they said when it finished, get off the field, it's my field. Anything you ate extra is not yours. And therefore you can mitzi pashat al tkaneva. Therefore you can mitzi pashat al tkaneva because anything you can mitzi, anything that's more by yisoimim, because they're like the father of the yisoimim, they can say, you already were off the field from that time. So let's just recap this man diyama. The other man is going to argue. This man diyama says that if I have a guy sitting on my mashke eating peiris, which is only a vak ribis, I can say when you reach the amount of money, now get off, masalki, I paid you. Anything ate more, I can't charge you for that, because that's, I can't even mitzi a vak ribis. And I also can't put that money towards a different thing I owe you, because that's being mitzi a vak ribis. Now, by yisayim is different, because k'ilu I was masalki already, then anything you ate was shloika din. Ravashi says no. Om Ravashi, hashda amrit, ochol tvei l'mafkiyah v'nei, you hold that's a vak ribis, you're not mafkiyah, so ochol shir zuzi nami l'masakin alei, b'loi zuzi. If you ate the amount of the chayiv, also I can't tell you I paid you. My timer, sluke b'loi zuzi, to take you off without zuzi, afuke minehu, that's called being mitzi. Have a vak ribis, v'avak ribis enetz v'dyanim. Ravashi makes sense. The Ravashi saying is, that if I'm saying that money is going towards, if I'm telling you that money is going towards my chayiv, that's basically being mafkia from him, taken away from him. And a vak ribis is not mafkina. So therefore, the halacha is that you cannot be mitzi anything, or then you have to still pay him the full chayiv because a vak ribis is on him. And also, avad rav ashi uvda bi yisoyimim ketanim, by yisoyimim ketanim ke gdoilim. That rav ashi did a uvda bi yisoyimim ketanim like gdoilim, he treated yisoyimim the same thing like gdoilim. He treated yisoyimim ketanim the same level, the same much as he treated gdoilim. What's the pshat? What does that mean? Because he held there's no such thing as that the bezins are bi yisoyimim, and like Rashi says, because he maybe they're bi yisoyimim, but even by anyone, it's always a vak ribis, so they're no different, and therefore by yisoyimim have the same din as gedolim, that it's a vak ribis that ain't no yoytze v'dayonim, even regarding yisoyimim, there ain't no yoytze v'dayonim.
Only want to add more by yisoyimim.
Right, doesn't let. That's why. Maybe you would think that by Yisraim is different din, there were moitiv akrivis for them because they're giving them a kayak. In kayak with Yonim, like Tzio, so it makes a difference if they're Yisraim. That's really what I was saying. Since it's a akrivis, so there's no difference if they're Yisraim. By the Olam HaDiyam, we had a right to do that, so then it's ki'ilu, you stopped them at that mark. But here, there's no whole other thing, therefore the halacha is different.